All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up the top of Shin Pei Vav. So remember, again, we started the section yesterday regarding kina, jealousy. So Yesh Echad, actually, just close this. So the Mechaber says, Yesh Echad, Sheyesh Lo Chisaron B'Gufo, bless you. Let's say there's a person who has some type of deficiency with his body, some type of handicap, some type of injury, could go nechus, he's crippled in some way. These are very, very profound and lofty ideas. That the person who may be handicapped, or may be missing something, or compromised in some way physically, has to believe that this physical limitation is in fact part of his completion. Hainu, Shashem ra'ah, Sherak kach yiske letakin ma shetzarech letakin. That the Ribono Shalom saw that the only way that this individual will be able to accomplish the things that he needs to accomplish is with this particular set of circumstances. In other words, we'll say, this, we're going to see this theme in general, that the circumstances we have in life are not random or haphazard, but the circumstances we have in life are specifically designed so as to allow us to accomplish our particular shlichus in life. To the point that without those circumstances, we would not be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Now understand how different this is than the way I think, than the way we think. Or what does that mean? That very often when we have things that are quote-unquote broken, so the logical, we often reach the conclusion that this is a difficult situation, a compromised situation, and how much more I could accomplish if I didn't have these circumstances. The Mechaber says that in life it's in fact often the opposite. That sometimes the quote-unquote broken circumstances are the very circumstances we need in order to be able to accomplish our shlichus. Without those circumstances, I would not be able to fully self-actualize as I need to. Im yesh lo emuna, if a person has emuna, shin pei vav, third paragraph down. Im yesh lo emuna, if a person has emuna, v'mistakil ala tachlis shalo, and he looks at his tachlis, at his purpose, azay halichus sheyesh lo inu mafriya lo, Eina mitza'eres also, eina machlisha es bitchono ha'atzmi. So, again, I will say, these are very high levels that he's describing over here. If a person has emuno, and he looks at his tachlis, he looks at his purpose, he looks at his shlichus, so he realizes that ultimately, again, his physical handicap does not bother him, does not cause him pain, and does not in any way weaken his self-confidence or self-belief. Ve'gam eino mekane bibnei adam. And he's not jealous of other people, shekol evereihem shlamim, who all of their limbs are whole, v'uzocha lahagia l'ramos givos imkolem migbolo shalom, and he's able to accomplish great things and reach great heights, even with all of his limitations. V'hu od yira shachisaron hazeh hayom muchrach b'shvil hatzlacha shalom. I will say this is a very profound statement, and he realizes that his deficiency, the deficiency that he has, or that which he lacks, by definition, is a necessary component for his hatzlacha. He would not have his hatzlacha, ultimately, again, without this limitation, without this difficulty. Yesh echad, shebishvil hanisayon shalo, tzarech shiyeh mechuar. So he gives another example. There's another person who, in order to accomplish his tachlis, mechuar literally means ugly. Ugly. There's another person who again, to accomplish his tachlis in life, again, has to be, what's the better word? Ugly is such a coarse word. What are the...
This is, okay, beauty challenged. You know, that there's a person who just is not a very fine-looking individual.
I'm not attractive. Unattractive. V'zuah shleimu shalom. Shiakach, and a person should realize that ultimately, again, this is his shleimos. Ki Hashem ra, shuyachal lahagia l'shleimos v'latikun shalo, rak al yedei shiyihye mechuar. That the Ribono Shel Olam realizes that this person can only accomplish his tachlis if he's unattractive. Now, this sounds strange to us. Like, what does that mean? See, people say, there are certain things in life which we assume
are an imperfect state. So we never assume that an imperfect state, we assume that the imperfect state is much more the anomaly. What the Mechaber is saying is that no, sometimes the imperfect state is the necessary state for me to attain life perfection. It is only through the imperfections that I could reach the tachlis, my personal perfection. Now again, this all goes with the idea that personal perfection is never absolute perfection. Personal perfection is relative perfection. It's the actualization of my shlichus as it applies to me. So sometimes those things which I look at as the handicaps, those things which I look at as the limitations, are in fact the absolute necessities in order for me to self-actualize. He gives an example here. It's a very profound example. L'dugma, Hatzadik Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Shahaya Gadol Hadar, Hayu Mechuar Ma'od. For example, the Gemara talks about Maseches Tainis that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who was the Gadol Hadar, was very unattractive. Very unattractive. Umesupar Sha'amr lo Bito Shalamelach Bezilzul. And the story is told that one time the daughter of the king, the Gentile king, came over to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and said to him, Eichachma Mefora Bechli Mechuar. And she said to him, how could it be that there is such wisdom in such an ugly utensil? So she asked him, how could it be that something so ugly like you contains so much incredible wisdom? So what does he say to her? Kihilo etzlicha lahavin, keita yitachin shatorak dosha, tishkon etzla adam l'chor kolkach. Ultimately, again, she didn't understand how Torah could reside in someone so ugly. Or she assumed that if you're going to possess such beautiful spiritual knowledge, your external trappings, i.e. your physicality, should match that beauty. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Tomali Vakasha, Bama Avicha Shomer Sayayin Shalom, Amar Lo Mazos Maras Bekadim Shal Cheres Kamuban. So he says to her, tell me, your father has a very extensive wine cellar. What does he keep his wine in? What type of utensils does he keep his wine in? So she said, of course, earthenware utensils. Amar la madua. So he said to her, why would your father keep his wine in earthenware utensils? Melech gadol va'ashir kolkach, tzarech losis es yeino ha-meshumach bekadei cheres pshutim, lechi amri lo losim asamek bekadei zav, kach na v'chak yor. So he says to her, is it appropriate that a great and wealthy and powerful king should keep his utensils, should keep his wine in an earthenware utensil? He should keep his wine ultimately again in jugs, in utensils of gold, of silver. That's appropriate. So you know what the girl says, you're right. Halach osa matronisa v'amar la'avia la'avir es hayayin l'kadezav. So what happens? The girl tells her father's servants to transfer all of the father's wine to golden utensils. Kavor zman ma. So a little bit of time passes. The king wants some wine. He summons for his servants wine. And what happens? It turns out all the wine has turned into vinegar. So the servant said, listen, king, to be honest, your daughter told us to go ahead and transfer the wine to gold utensils. Gold utensils don't keep the wine well, and so all of the wine turned. Kara hamelech libito v'shalosa. So the king calls his daughter, says to her, what did you do? Why did you ruin all of my wine stock, right? Why did you go ahead and order them to transfer the wine to golden utensils? Top of Shin Pei Zayin. Amrlo, she said to him, Eini Hashem, my father, it's not my fault. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who sha'amali lasos kins. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's fault. He told me to transfer all of the wine to golden utensils. Kara hamelech Rabbi Yeshua v'shal oso lefasher hadvarim. So the king summons Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya to explain himself. Sipal Rabbi Yeshua esma sha'amralo bas hamelech va'amar. So Rabbi Yeshua tells the king the entire exchange between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and his daughter. And he said, kishim sha'amrali kach amarti lo. The same way she said to me, I said back to her. In other words, kilomar kimoshi yayin mishtamer davka bekli cheres mechuar. See, your daughter thought that beauty or that wine, something special, could only be retained in a beautiful utensil. I explained to her that the same way, or I tried to teach her the lesson, that the same way that wine could only be kept in a utensil that is compromised.
Earthenware utensils are not pretty. Earthenware utensils are not attractive. But yet, it is the only way to keep the wine from turning. And if you put the wine in the earthenware, in the beautiful gold utensil, it will become ruined. So too again says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, it's the same thing with me. The same thing with me, namely that my Torah is dafka kept because the utensil is not so attractive. Had the utensil been more attractive, had I been more attractive, I would have become a balgaiva, I would have become arrogant, I would have become self-absorbed, I would have gotten a bit too carried away with myself. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that in order for me to be a repository of Torah, he had to make me into a klicheres, he had to make me into an earthenware utensil, which may not be so attractive on the outside, but has the ability to retain voluminous amounts of Torah. So we'll have to stop over here for today, but just understand again that this is what the Mechaber was saying. Rabbi Shlomo Chananya was teaching her, you think my unattraction or my lack of beauty is a detriment and an obstacle, but vakeret, in fact, it's the absolute opposite. I can only become who I am because of the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So we'll say, you understand, of course, where all of this goes. This all points in the direction, therefore, of not being jealous of another individual. Because at the end of the day, so I have my circumstances which are necessary for my self-actualization, and you have your circumstances which are necessary for yours. So for me to be jealous of something that is yours, then at the end of the day doesn't make sense, because I'm denying the fact then that my circumstances are what are necessary for me for my shlichus, and your circumstances are what are necessary for you for your shlichus. Right? So we'll step over here, we'll pick up with this on Monday.